Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Colossians 2. For I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me face to face, that they may be encouraged in heart, knit together in love, and filled with the full riches of complete understanding, so that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will deceive you by smooth rhetoric. For although I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and I delight to see your orderly condition and firm faith in Christ. Therefore, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, which are based on human tradition and the spiritual forces of the world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. And you have been made complete in Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of your sinful nature, with the circumcision performed by Christ and not by human hands. And having been buried with him in baptism, you were raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your trespasses, and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our trespasses, having canceled the debt ascribed to us in the decrees that stood against us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, let no one judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a feast, a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come. But the body that casts it belongs to Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you with speculation about what he has seen. Such a person is puffed up, without basis, by his unspiritual mind. He has lost connection to the head, from whom the whole body, supported and knit together by its joints and ligaments, grows as God causes it to grow. If you have died with Christ to the spiritual forces of the world, why, as though you still belonged to the world, do you submit to its regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These will all perish with use, because they are based on human commands and teachings. Such restrictions, indeed, have an appearance of wisdom, with their self-prescribed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body. But they are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. This is God's word. The church at Colossae that received this letter was not started by Paul. Colossians 1:7 plainly states that the people who received this letter from Paul had received the gospel from Epaphras, where Paul calls him there back in chapter 1, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. As we read last time in chapter 1, Paul was thankful and encouraged by the faith of these Colossians. Now here in chapter 2, Paul assured the Colossians that he was contending for you and for all those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. Though they were not churches that Paul had founded, Paul was concerned for their spiritual growth and their spiritual health, as we saw in verses 2 through 4. Then in verse 5, Paul wrote this, I delight to see how disciplined you are. That phrase, how disciplined you are, is kind of unexpected. The rest of the verse says this, and how firm your faith in Christ is. And that part of the verse is exactly like something you'd expect Paul to write. But what did Paul mean by the earlier phrase, how disciplined you are? Well, let's start with the word disciplined. Discipline means training. When you discipline your children, you are not, or shouldn't be, punishing them for being bad. You should be teaching them that doing wrong is harmful and doing right is better. So when Paul said, I delight to see how disciplined you are, he's referring to the training that they had received from Epaphras. Again, that's in chapter 1, verse 7. Epaphras not only told them that Christ died for their sins, Epaphras taught them what it meant to live in obedience to Christ. And Epaphras expected them to show obedience to Christ in their daily decisions and lives. That was and is Christ's goal for all of us, for every Christian. Christ commanded his apostles to go make disciples in Matthew 28:19, and in the same text, to teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. Again, that's the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20. Epaphras not only obeyed the command to make disciples, he obeyed the teach them to obey everything I have commanded you part of Matthew 28:19-20 as well. And Paul was happy to hear how these believers in Colossae were growing in that way spiritually. Still, threats to their faith were lurking around. False ideas about spirituality were gaining a hearing among the believers in Colossae. That's why in verse 2, Paul said that he wanted everyone to know the mystery of God, namely Christ. It's also why he wrote, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Everything the Colossians needed, and everything we need spiritually, is in Christ. There's no need to look to Judaism or to pagan religions. God has given us everything we need in the church. What we need to put these growth resources to work in our lives is discipline. Discipline is a form of self-control that enables a person to make progress in the Christian life. Discipline is what calls us to form daily spiritual habits, Bible reading, prayer, at the very least, and those things will nourish our faith and stimulate our growth. Now, the fact that you're taking in these devotionals probably indicates that you've developed some kind of discipline for scripture reading daily, and that's great. But also, every believer should discipline himself or herself to pray every day, asking God to keep purifying them even more, and as we saw in the last devotional, asking God to work spiritually in the lives of other Christians. Grace and discipline are not enemies. Instead, discipline is an expression of the grace of God, and it's an application of God's grace that we received in salvation. Without grace, we could never discipline ourselves just to become more godly. But since, verse 3 says, all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ, since that's true, we can use God's grace to teach us to be more righteous, more holy, and more like Christ. So, as we close this devotional, think about an area of your life where you need to become more holy and more Christ-like. What kinds of self-discipline could you use by God's grace to become a more godly man or woman in that area? Think about that today, and thanks for watching or listening to this devotional. If you found this devotional helpful, let me encourage you to go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and there you can find out how to subscribe to these devotionals as a podcast in Apple Podcasts or in Spotify, or you can sign up to receive them in your email every day. So every day there will be a new release of a devotional, and I do this to try to help you be in God's Word every day. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time. So there's no cost and there's no risk. So give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can support me financially, thank you for considering that. Please go to dailypbj.com/support for instructions about how to do that. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.